You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Tonight's very special Halloween edition of the Political Cesspool radio program. It's Saturday night, October the 31st. How's this for a week? October 26th, the radio show celebrates its 11th anniversary. Of course, we did a three-hour extravaganza last week on the 24th, celebrating that milestone. Then, on October the 27th, my son celebrates his first birthday. And then now tonight it's Halloween. That is a pretty good week, if I do say so myself. Lots of stuff happening. Every day this week's been some sort of a celebration, I guess you could say. And we're getting back down to news, as Sam Bushman says, that the networks refuse to use. And speaking of the networks, we didn't get to cover news last week because we were in full-on party mode. Hey, we did post something, though, on October the 19th. And if this isn't true, truth doesn't exist. It's called the Media Narrative Chart, and it's broken down into three columns: attacker, victim, and narrative. So when you have a story that features certain components, there's a narrative to match that particular situation. And here, there's about 10 examples, and here they are. If you have a non-white shooter and a white victim, the narrative is gun control. If you have a white shooter and a non-white victim, which is very rare, but when it does happen, the narrative is racism and Confederate flags. When you have a non-white attacker and a non-white victim, that doesn't make news. They run a story about the Kardashians instead. And it goes on and on. How about this? Police officer is the attacker. The victim is non-white. It's police brutality is the narrative. If the attacker is non-white and the victim is a police officer, the narrative is reaction to police brutality. And it goes on and on down to the bottom. And I love these. If the attacker is a Muslim and the victim is a Christian, the narrative is the Crusades. It just gets more and more ridiculous. But it's true, and I tell you, and they never deviate from this. And that's why when you watch these stories, and we were talking about the Confederate flag in a little bit in the first hour, you know the media is controlled. You know that they are working off a chart that tells them what they can and can't say. And how do you know this, ladies and gentlemen? Because they all speak with a single voice. When if it comes down to a big issue, they all speak with a single voice. There is not one dissenting opinion in all of the newspapers, all of the TV shows, on major network, you know, the heavyweights.
Dissenting opinions are not allowed.
Not allowed at all, except for on, you know, and that's why this show is so important.
If any newscaster or commentator enunciates a dissenting opinion, that's the last time you'll hear from. They'll be cast into the outer darkness by the powers that be in the mainstream media.
Well, there you have it. Anyway, we didn't get to cover a lot of news, so there were some items on the blog that I thought were quite good from the week before last that you should still check out. Our website's hot and ready to pop, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We're going to get to Eddie the Bombardier Miller in just a few minutes. We're going to have a shift change here after the next segment, and Eddie's going to come on for the last half of the show. But, Keith, back to you now. Anything on your mind?
Yeah, let's just pick up where Scoop left off. The thing with Black Lives Matter. And
comment on that Obama commentary, too.
Yeah, the Obama commentary says it's a problem because blacks are being retaliated against by the police. Well, they're being retaliated against because more than any other racial group or ethnic group, they tend to react to police interrogation or police stops violently. The police would act in the same way if a Croatian were to react violently to him as they would a black in Harlem. This elementary truth seems to be somehow lost in the shuffle. The behavior of the perpetrator apparently doesn't matter. The fact that 9 out of 10, at the very least 9 out of 10, more like 99 out of 100 of these incidents that the Black Lives Matter movement tries to gin up into a cause célèbre, turns out to be just a garden variety black criminal who is creating a violent crime and has been caught and doesn't want to be arrested and resists arrest, and the situation escalates from that. That's forgotten immediately. If there is one where there is any question about the guilt of the black person that's detained or the extent of the violent threat that he posed to the policeman, then they will focus on that as if every incident that the police have in which there is a shooting or force is used to try to subdue a suspect, the template that they want the public to believe, and the news media supports them in this, that's what happens every time a black person is stopped by the police. And of course, it's utter nonsense, but the truth is controlled by the news media. It's what we've said time and again. The triumph of liberalism could never have occurred if it had not coincided with the advent of mass media. Mass media creates its own reality, and the people in charge of the mass media are evil enough today that they are intentionally creating an alternative reality, a reality that is not reality, a reality that doesn't exist. But to the young and to the uninitiated, the world that they create seems more world than the more real than the world that lies outside the front door, James.
But at the end of the day, and we had a quote that somebody sent us in from Churchill, and I'm paraphrasing now, but it was a great quote, even though I wasn't Churchill's biggest fan, to say the least. But it said, you know, when it comes to truth, you can twist it, you can manipulate it, you can distort it, but in the end, there it is, or something to that effect. And, you know, at the end of the day, we are so right about all the issues, and we are so obviously right that even, and I like to pull this quote up from memory as well, the great late Joe Sobran once said, when it comes to their mating and migratory habits, liberals are indistinguishable from members of the Ku Klux Klan, which means, and that was a great tongue-in-cheek remark, they push all of this stuff, mass uncontrolled third world illegal immigration is great, diversity is great, you know, all of the things that we know are harmful are good, and everything we know that is good is evil. This is the narrative. This is what they push incessantly. But where do they live at the end of the day, Keith? Who do they choose to mate with?
Right, and where do they send their children? They send them to exclusive schools with people that look like them. Now, this type of hypocrisy is never challenged by the mainstream media, but we will challenge it here at the Political Cesspool. We insist on equality, true equal treatment, which is the antithesis of what the left wants. They want to control you and they want to destroy you.
We'll be right back.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. I told the witch doctor I was in love with you. And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Well, as you can probably tell, or as you probably heard during the music, Eddie has arrived, because Eddie doesn't have his headset on, so he didn't know we were on the air, and he just he was holding court. But we actually had a very good discussion here in the studio during that last commercial break. And of course, you know, we're talking about how valuable the political cesspool is and how valuable this network is in a sea of lies and deceit. Here we are standing firm,
island
like,
of truth,
like a rock-ribbed lighthouse.
An island of truth in a sea of lies.
And we are men. You know, that's one thing. You know, you talk about the popularity that Donald Trump enjoys. It's because he's a man. Well, we're men too. And you can't be a man, you can't be an alpha male unless you're willing to risk something. And Keith said, you know, there's going to be the day, if we don't prevail, that our graves will be toppled and they're going to dig up our bones. Well, you know, so what? I'm going to fight. You know, it's not going to matter to me, you know, at that point anyway. But until that day comes, I'm going to fight for what's right, and I'm going to do it no matter what is written about me by these effete liars, these whores in the press, you know, that we're always getting called names, and people aren't willing to even risk that much, and that's despicable because that's very little. We live comfortably. We have families who love us. We have value, and we have friends out there that support us. So who cares if on a weekly basis we get horrible things written about us by liars in the press? They're liars. We know the truth, and it doesn't matter what they say. But so few people are even willing to risk that.
Compare that with William Wallace, who was captured, tried unjustly, drawn and quartered, tortured, and whatnot. See, the thing is, we need to recapture the courage of our ancestors, and we need to look back at our heritage. What they're doing at Ole Miss, for example, with the Confederate flag emblem that's on the state flag, they are basically asking the white students of Ole Miss to repudiate their heritage and their ancestors. and their ancestors were much better men and women than most of them. Anybody by any type of measuring would do that. But the thing that we need to remember about what's happening at Ole Miss right now, because we were talking about this during the break, is that the powers that be dare not turn the issue of whether or not to take down the state flag from the grounds of the University of Mississippi. They weren't going to let the entire student body vote on that because the entire student body would have said a resounding no. And they know it. They wanted to rely on the little metrosexuals that are populating the student senate, the little wannabe, you know, Sammy Glitches, you know, the guy from What Makes Sammy Run. These little ambitious characters. I can tell you from going to Ole Miss, a real man, a real male down there, student, does not want to be a member of the student senate any more than he wants to be a ballet dancer, okay? because they realize the type of people that are attracted to that, the people that are basically, they have a sign around their neck that says for sale.
Now, Keith, this was another thing we talked about during the break, and so much that we talk about that would make for great radio never gets on the air because we talk about it when we're not hot. But and that could be whether we're meeting for lunch or here in the studio during the breaks. But you were talking about, and I want to get to how the media is spinning this narrative, not just to attack our Confederate ancestors, but also to attack legitimately conservative individuals and groups like us. You talked about, though, the war at Ole Miss and the appeasement. How did it start at Ole Miss? Where are we at now? And how are they using that to further their hatred for all conservatives?
Well, Ole Miss is an exemplar. It is the most Confederate-themed university or college in the United States. There's not another one that even comes close. In the 80s, they wanted to take down or prevent students from bringing Confederate flags on sticks into the stadium and waving them at during the football game, which is what they typically did back in the day. Whenever the team would make a good play, there would be all of these Confederate flags waving. So they prevented that, and they did it in a backdoor fashion. They said you can't bring any stick in, like the stick is some danger. Like, I never heard of anybody being stabbed with a stick at an Ole Miss game, but that was their excuse. And you can't really wave a flag if you don't have a stick or a flagstaff to wave it from. So that's how they did that. Then they went after the playing of Dixie. They basically stopped playing Dixie as the unofficial fight song of the Ole Miss team and the school. Then they decided to go after Colonel Rebel because he was redolent with kind of Old South imagery. He was supposed to be the plantation master or something. And I never saw any old Colonel Rebel character beating a slave or anything like this, but it didn't matter. The whole idea of the Old South is so repugnant to the left because the idea that it might have been a higher civilization than what was going on in the North at the time still exists. That was created by Hollywood back in the from the teens to basically through the 60s. Before they stopped doing that, I was just watching For a Few Dollars More last night, and the hero is Colonel Mortimer, played by Lee Van Cleef, who was a former Confederate colonel and whatnot. So they got rid of all of these things, and every time they got rid of one of those things, the Confederate flag at the games, playing of Dixie, or Colonel Rebel, the people that caved in said, well, this will pacify them, this will satisfy them. And, of course, it never does. They're always coming back for the second helping or the third helping or the fourth helping. They're never satisfied until basically they topple the gravestones, dig up the bodies, do what the Royalists did to Oliver Cromwell, put his corpse on trial, and then decapitate his corpse. That's and even then, I'm not sure that that would satisfy the left. I think they want the extinction of all people who are descended from Confederates or even beyond that. So, see, there's no buying your peace with this. You can't. They're like the devil. They are infinitely patient, and they never sleep. The left is. They're coming after you. And we need to understand that you're going to have to stand and, you know, take a counteroffensive on them. You're going to have to do what we suggested. Phil Bryant should say, you're a state university, the University of Mississippi. You're supported by state funds. If you don't want to fly the flag of the state of Mississippi, then you're telling us you don't want funds from the state of Mississippi either. And if they cut off their money, I mean, they would squeal like a pig, James.
I would do anything in the world to see him do that. But, of course, you have to have
a courageous man.
Well, you have to have a certain male anatomy in your sack down there, and unfortunately,
not very many modern politicians have that.
No, that's for sure. Well, anyway, and they're trying to use this narrative, of course, and it doesn't even stop it. If they ever dig up every Confederate grave, if they ever abolish every monument, and there's thousands of them throughout the South, if they ever get it all, well, then they just, okay, nothing's been won at all. Racism still exists.
No, then they're moving from Confederacy to the founding fathers who owned slaves, Washington, Madison, Jefferson, people like that.
Then
their handiwork, the Constitution, of course, it's tainted because such evil people actually participated in the drafting of the document, and that's, you know, that they're never going
it's
to
just
give
a
it
war
up.
Against white people, nothing more, nothing less. It doesn't stop with the Confederacy, it doesn't stop with the founding fathers, it doesn't stop with slave owners. It's all white people no matter what,
and they're going to flood your nation with non-white people to the point that it's no longer recognizable as the historical America. That's another one of their goals,
specifically white Christians. And this is it. And, of course, they're using the same narrative to taint legitimately conservative people like us and groups like the Council of Conservative Citizens. The council didn't inspire Dylann Roof at all. He supposedly, we don't even know if that's true, because we're taking the media's word for it. Supposedly he went to the website.
Of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center inspired a guy named Floyd Corkins that intended to shoot up the family research group, Tony Perkins' group. But, of course, that's conveniently forgotten. That's what Al Gore would have called an inconvenient truth.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com.
your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Race since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9.
All right, everybody. Happy Halloween. The Halloween show rolls on tonight. Yeah, we've had a shift change in the commercial break. Eddie, you got to be careful with those cords. You roll them up like that, and you know what happens. But Eddie has taken over for Keith Alexander. And big news for Dr. Pappy. Well, let me ask you this. Now, keep it in mind that today is Saturday, October the 31st. Remind everybody when the New York Marathon is.
Well, folks, it will be tomorrow. And let me just tell you what we do here at Political Cesspool.
Where will you be tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning, I will be running the 2015 TCS New York Marathon.
How about that, everybody? Let's just say, wherever, unless you're driving and your hands are on the wheel right now, a round of applause for Eddie the Bombardier Miller. You know, all of these marathons that he runs, and this isn't even really associated with St. Jude. He runs that in Memphis every year, benefiting the children who are afflicted with catastrophic illnesses. He's been doing that for years and years, and that's children of all races.
Well, I got in by being...
But you did get in via St. Jude, even though this isn't officially sponsored by St. Jude.
They allotted 77 slots for St. Jude Heroes, and it cost me buku and swansic dollars begging the great people in Memphis, Tennessee who contributed enough money to St. Jude to buy my slot in there. But yes, I will be running. I run because I was a St. Jude hero. Very proud of that.
What time is your start time tomorrow? What time do you have
Our
to be on the
start
line?
Start time... I'll have to be there. Get this. It's going to be a wild ride. And I'm glad you brought that up because this is what we sacrifice to the you people out there. I should be in New York now. But doing all this research, I couldn't let the show down. We sacrifice this for you people. I'm not asking you to, you know, kiss up to us, but we don't get paid for this. We sacrifice you. I should be in New York running that thon. It's going to be mighty, mighty tough. My corral will probably be leaving James about 11:15 tomorrow.
So here it is. Here we are tonight at about 7:30, right now Central Time on Halloween night. In the morning at 11 a.m., Eddie will be in New York City on the line running the New York Marathon, 26.2 miles?
26.2. Anybody can run 26, but it takes a man to run 26.2.
Well, Eddie, you are a hero for many reasons, and this
You're
is
my
just
hero
a,
too.
Another one. But I'm so proud of you. You know, the training, the hundreds of miles that you run just in training, just to get – you don't just all of a sudden decide you're going to go to a marathon and run the 26 miles. I mean, this takes months and months of diligent training. Then you had to raise all that money, and you go out on the street and just, you know – not panhandle, but I mean, it is what you're doing it, but you're doing it as an officially sanctioned, you know, St. Jude hero. And if people ask for your credentials, you can show them. But,
you know,
Eddie will be in New York in the morning. I think that's pretty interesting and pretty awesome. And so we wanted to mention that here at the very top of his segment. We got a lot of ground to cover tonight.
I'm going to have
sure.
to take some bottle of sleep, but I would just like to add this before we leave St. Jude. People, if you're ever in Memphis, Tennessee, you owe it to yourself. You can possibly, absolutely cannot miss taking a tour of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. If you would like to come and take the tour, if you can get in touch with me via the political cesspool, I can set up a tour for you if there's enough of you. I've got a little clout down there, not a whole lot, but thank God that Sam Bushman, Liberty News Radio, James and Keith and everybody has supported me in this endeavor. You know, we're a bunch of political, you know, hate mongers, but we have supported St. Jude with our blood and with our money and our time. That's why I'm here instead of being in New York, regaling in the festivities, passed up a big pasta dinner. But anyway, so much for St. Jude, but let's be praying for me that I finish without passing out from hypotension, low blood pressure. But I will be there. But I tell you what,
you're gonna take the red eye early in the morning, straight from the airport to the race. That
it's gonna be rough, because it's not gonna be much sleep involved. And I just hope old Pappy can do it. But I'm still a young buck. I'm only 68 and a half years old, so it's no big deal.
Ah man, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, everybody, how about that? Well, we had to get that on the record right here because you certainly you can't cut it much closer than this Saturday
night.
It's
pretty close.
Race on Sunday morning in New York. It'd be hard enough to wake up in Memphis and get downtown in the morning, much less get all the way up to New York. But Eddie's going to do it, and he's here tonight with us. Eddie, I know you were listening, and one of the things actually you wanted to talk about was the situation in Ole Miss. And I don't want to spend much more time on this because we spent a lot. We've got much more ground to cover before the end of the program tonight. And since Keith went to Ole Miss and graduated from there, he wanted to chime in on it too. So it's been off and on, sort of an intermittent topic tonight. We covered it a little bit the first hour, a little bit the second. I'm going to wrap up on it now. Ultimately, I don't think it's a big deal because they're never going to take it from our hearts. And it's just, you know, they took down a flag. We put up 100 when they went out to the audience last week or a couple of weeks ago. But you said you've got an idea of what they need to do next year to really up the ante.
Yeah, they've done just about all they can do to attack our people. And what they need to do, matter of fact, I and Lee Cochran, thank God for Lee Cochran. He has helped me so much. He printed up a bunch of literature for me today. Lee Cochran is one of the unsung heroes of the political cesspool. He supports us in every way. But me and Lee Cochran, I hope I can talk him into going down there to see this little, I call them estrosexuals, estrosexual, decastrated little metro estros. I don't know what you'd label them. I want to go down there and confront the Ole Miss Senate when I get back to New York, me and Lee. And I want to challenge the little airhead to come on the Political Cesspool radio show, which you probably want. But, you know, I'd like to tell them the only thing left you can do, you little blankety blank, is to go. You need to go and dig up your grandmother, your great grandmother, and your great grandfather's graves. You need to dig them up and take them out to maybe a local meat processing plant where they slaughter hogs, or maybe to a toxic waste dump, and dump the bones of your ancestors on that grave. And maybe that will make you look like you're so progressive. I saw one of the little senators down there, James. He said he's so proud of how Ole Miss has become progressive. And he wants to leave that university in a better than it was when he got there. Well, you know what? I was in court one time, and the judge said something about contempt of court. He said, contempt. I would have to go up 20 notches the way I feel about the legal system in this country to get up to contempt. That would be great. That'd be a great improvement. I have nothing but disdain for this guy. I mean, these people down there. I mean, to actually dump on your ancestors like that, man. I mean, this guy down here, James.
And it does nothing. It does nothing. All of these gestures do nothing to foster goodwill between the races. In fact, what it does, it's emboldening the black races, the ones who truly hate other people. Now, granted, these white curs hate themselves, but if there's any real hatred between the races, it's black on white, and that you better believe it. And it does nothing but embolden them to go for more. And in the meantime, while these losers are making these offerings to their black overlords, the blacks are just upping the ante by becoming more violent, more belligerent, now shooting cops almost on a weekly basis and tearing down cities and more. Give me. It never stops. Racism. You know, the more we give them, the more they say they're oppressed. The more we sacrifice, the more they say they're negatively impacted by racism. Enough's enough. Enough's enough.
You know, James, I saw this little senator, so to speak, and if you take one look at him, and compare and contrast him to somebody like Billy Brewer, who went to Ole Miss back in the 50s, to somebody like, you know, the great Jake Gibbs, who played quarterback down there in 1960. He looks more like he almost, you know, got me stirred up. He looks so good. I mean, he's just such a sissy film, you know. I call him estrosexual. He has more estrogen in his blood, in his soul, in his heart than a female. But I'm going to tell you one reason he's doing it. One thing, he thinks he's going to curry favor with the people who run the show. And
he just
will.
It makes you look pathetic, and it makes you look weak, which is exactly what they are. And it makes somebody – listen, I can guarantee you that most blacks on the street have a heck of a lot more respect for you and for me and people
will
stand up and stand for something they believe. You know, even in the animal kingdom, animals appreciate other animals that'll stand up to. An animal that cowers gets eaten. And that's what's going to happen to this kid you're talking about.
And you know what? Another thing this guy symbolizes is the complete total success, the complete total victory of the United Nations-controlled public school system in America, who they've totally ridded themselves of anything that resembles the original America, the original Constitution. I was listening to a guy just the other day who said that his kid goes to a public school in Memphis, and they never talk about the Constitution. God forbid they talk about the Bill of Rights. They've completely gotten rid of anything that has to do with the original America, with our boundaries, our Christian heritage, our Bill of Rights. They completely eliminated that. And what these little airheads don't realize is I hear the music, folks. We're going to come back, and we're going to rock and roll. We're going to hit some other topics when we come back. But I wanted to finish off on this thing right here because I'm so passionate about this issue.
We'll give you all the time in the world, Pappy. When we come back, okay. Eddie the Bombardier Miller, he'll be in New York in the morning. He's with you tonight.
He'll be tough.
Stay tuned.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away.
No tricks to
tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Just treats on this special live broadcast of the Political Cesspool on Halloween night. I am looking forward to making a beeline home and celebrating the rest of Halloween. We did a lot of Halloween activities all throughout the month of October. Thought about playing a tape tonight, but, you know, no, we're going to do this one live. Because it is Halloween, I want to be here with my audience, too. Don't think it was at the expense of my family. I promise you. It was not. We've done stuff all day today. Going to do a little more tonight when I get home. And we've just been doing stuff, running ragged, going to fall festivals, pumpkin patches, going to the orchard and picking apples and bobbing for apples and the fire pits. And we've just had a great fall season. And tonight, another fun show, at least as far as the music is concerned, even if the topic we're discussing with regard to Ole Miss, you know, not so good. But hey, don't worry, folks, because I tell you what, it's going to work out all right. I really believe that. I'm not naive. I'm not burying my head in the sand. I just believe, you know, you are saying, yeah, okay, what happened at Ole Miss is a shame. A few of the kids in the student government voted to take down the flag. That's not indicative of the entire student body, and it's certainly not indicative of the voters of the state of Mississippi who will vote to keep that as their state flag if given a choice. Now, so you bring this up, though, you know, one bad story. More people, I am telling you now, more people are speaking out on these issues, not just the Confederate flag, but issues of hardcore racial realities than ever before in my life. You're seeing it all over Twitter, all over the comment sections. If there's a story in a major publication that has a racial animus, we're just dominating the people know, and more people are coming to the light every day. This show has played a big role in that. But there are certainly a lot of other people doing heavy lifting, too. More than ever before, I'm encouraged, not because, okay, the media trumps up this thing about Ole Miss as if it's some great victory for their cause. It's not. The people are coming around. I believe it. You should believe it. I have facts to back that up. Go, Eddie.
You know, I'd like to chime in on that. What you see down here at Ole Miss with just a handful of minority metrosexuals overruling the will of the people, that is an exact carbon copy of what you see in Washington, D.C., where you have a few bought-out whoremongers in the Senate and in the Congress overruling the people of the people of the United States of America. You know, they never like Keith and James pointed out earlier, they never gave a vote to the student body at Ole Miss to see if they would want to bring down the state flag. I mean, my God, who would think that anybody would ever do that? They never had a vote because they knew that the people would vote against that. Just like we, the people, never get to vote on anything major here in the United States of America because of our federal government is operating just like the student senate in Ole Miss.
Give the American voter a national referendum on what they want to do with the border and see how that plays out. We win, and we would win just about everything. Yeah, if left up to the vote. And that's why I say, okay, yeah, you got to get these people active. You got to get these people involved. They got to do something. They can't just think right. They got to act right. But, you know, that will come. That will come. Now, Eddie,
you know what, James, here's what they need to do. It's solutions. We always talk about solutions. If few people, if there's anybody, any Ole Miss students out there, Ole Miss parents, grandparents that are sinking money into the University of Mississippi, I cannot tell you loud enough. I tell you, do not go to a football game or a basketball game. Do not buy any season tickets. Don't buy a season ticket. Don't go to the bookstore, and don't even buy a pencil from the University of Mississippi bookstore. Let them start starving with money and let them know why you're not patronizing that place anymore, and they will come around. But quit going down there, thousands and thousands of you cheering for your Ole Miss Rebels. You know, what you're doing, you're contributing to the problem. They're operating, they're killing you with your own money. So that's what you have to do. You have to divorce yourself from, you know, the University of Mississippi that we knew when I was a kid. I'm 68 years old. It's dead. You have to accept that. Until we can bring it back, you have to let it go. You have to cut the umbilical cord and quit supporting that dead graveyard whorehouse, you know, of University of Mississippi. You have to do that. You have to stop watching the stinking football games and the basketball games. I know it's hard to do. I know it's an addiction. But if I gave up chewing tobacco and gave up coffee, you can give up going to watching a bunch of 300-pound knuckleheads play football.
And it is a shame, and it's disgusting to see that stadium full of however many it holds, 60, 80,000 people every Saturday. They don't deserve that support. And that coach of that team, which was one of my teachers at Briarcrest Christian School when I was in high school, he doesn't, you know, and I homeschooled the last 3 years, I guess, and I was in junior high, rather. I homeschooled my last 3 years. But you know, he doesn't deserve support either. He's in favor of removing the state flag. He doesn't need to work down there for a state taxpayer-funded institution, an institution that's funded by voters, taxpayers, who voted to keep the Mississippi flag as it was by a 2-to-1 margin in 2004.
I know it's hard to leave this issue, but James, he's one of the chief people we need to get in touch with and say, you know what, dude, you need to go down there and you need to be the first one to, you need to take the first spadeful of dirt off of some famous Confederate down there that fought in the war. You need to be the one that leads the digging up of that grave and taking it over to the nearest toxic waste dump. You know, someplace where they empty out septic tank waste. That's what you need to do. Maybe that will help you recruit another black 350-pounder for the offensive line. That's what you need to do. You know, you hadn't been a traitor enough already. You need to go the full length. And if that ain't good enough, you need to slash your own throat or something, because it's never going to, until we're dead, and we said this on this radio station here, the ultimate goal of the Zionist people that are leaving this revolt against the people, and no mistake about it, this thing in Ole Miss, and I know I use the word microcosm a lot, but this is a microcosm of the global fight against white Christianity, against Christians, specifically in general against Christianity, specifically against white Christians by the Zionist synagogue of Satan, Christ-hating, Christian-hating Zionist Jews. That's what it is. They want to stamp out our heritage in any, they don't want to leave any vestige of white Anglo-Saxon Germanic Christianity anywhere on the face of the earth. They hate us because they are their father, the devil. They're their father, Satan, and Satan hates Jesus Christ. If you want to see who an Antichrist is, you look at somebody who goes against Christians, and that's, you need no look no further than down here at the University of Mississippi right now, James. That's who's controlling
well,
the whole
and
thing. Worldwide, not just at the University of Mississippi, worldwide.
Sadly, leaders of the Christian church as well, you know, we're all hardcore Christians here. This actually brings me to something, and when we get back in the third hour, we got a lot more topics to talk about. You're probably wondering, well, you know, it's been a pretty big week news-wise. You haven't covered the Republican debates yet, which occurred on Wednesday. We've had such a backlog. We're going to talk more about them. There's some articles up on our website. We'll talk more about them next week in more detail. We will touch them generically in the third hour, but and much more, I might add, coming up in the third hour on this Halloween broadcast. But, you know, one of the things, Eddie, you know, we're talking about you being up in New York tomorrow to run in the New York Marathon. One of the things that you promised the audience you would do. And
yes, sir.
We're not talking about this in a threatening way or, you know, a combative way. Confrontational in terms of it's going to be man-to-man and it's going to be real talk if Eddie can gain an audience. But you told the audience when Russell Moore, who claims to have Confederate ancestors, you know, he wouldn't even be alive if it wasn't for these Confederate ancestors. But so what? You know, it's not going to stop him from defecating all over them for the sake of minorities and his Jewish overseers in the media who will never be a fan of Southern Baptists. But you said, you know, we're going to go, you try to get a hold of him to confront him on the phone and to invite him to the show. He won't return your calls. You're going to go up to Nashville and try to, you know, go to his office and talk to him. And we talked about doing that a few weeks ago. Again, you're not going up there to rough him up or anything like that, but you want to talk to the guy, you want to talk to him. And you're going to do that after New York.
Just this very day, I'll have to mention the great, the one and only Lee Cochran again. Lee Cochran.
Who was one of our supporters. He was at the 10-year and one of your very good friends in life.
Yes, he is.
He supports us for anything we do physically. He supports us.
Lee has almost no fear. I went by today, bless Lee's heart. He printed up a bunch of stuff for me for the show, which I guess I forget to use our notes. I find them somewhere. But Lee Cochran, this very day, I said, Lee, when I get back from New York, get all this New York Marathon stuff over. I told him our plan for the political cesspool. I want to go to Nashville and confront this Judas goat, this black-bearded, black-hearted Judas goat, Russell Moore in the SBC. I said, Lee, I don't want to go by myself, not because I'm afraid, but I do not want to be framed. I don't want these demons up there to
well,
say
all you want to do is go up and ask to talk to him. I mean
that's
all that's going on here, but he won't return your call, and so when a man won't return another man's call, you go up and you try to meet him in his office. Not you know
that's
again,
right
not to beat him up, you know, nothing like that.
Exactly.
Just to talk to him.
And me and James.
And you're a Southern Baptist, member of a Southern Baptist church. He's your, Pope. You should be able to talk to him as a member of the Southern Baptist church.
James and me, we tithe. We're Southern Baptist members of the Southern Baptist church. I'm keeping my membership alive until I can get this done because I want to use my Southern Baptist clout, what little that is. But anyway, Lee is more than happy to go to Nashville with me. He's going to record the whole thing. If we can get an audience with this dude, but I can't promise you we will be able to succeed in seeing this, which is Russell Moore. Right. We'll probably have to surprise him some kind. We may have to lie to get in there.
I don't know if there's going
to
be any element of surprise now that we put it out on national radio. But you're going to go up there, and we will report whether or not he agrees to meet with Eddie and have a talk about why he's wrong on the Confederate flag or if he just brushes Eddie off, who is a tithing member of a Southern Baptist church for whatever reason. We will follow up on that, but we haven't forgotten about
Copperhead.
That.
We promised
it. We're going to deliver. We'll be back with the third hour. Lots more to come. Stay tuned.